Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Integra Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ITR, and on the NYSE under the symbol ITRG. Shad and I are chatting with George Salamis, the president and CEO of Integra Resources. Now, George, we've been getting a lot of comments on Integra from our listeners. Clearly, a lot of our listeners follow along with the company, and a lot of them wanted just a general update. So that's why we reached out to you. Integra is a very interesting company, and this year, the company has, from what I understand, a large drill program, somewhere around 20,000 meters that is planned. It was initially announced, the drill program, at 10,000 meters at the start of the year, but back on the success of some of this drilling and the company advancing, it has been updated and upgraded a couple times. George, let's start off with the general drill program focused at the Delamar property. I understand you're taking kind of a dual approach here, both resource expansion and true exploration. Give us a general overview of this drill program, please.
Yeah, and good morning to you both, by the way. Essentially, what we had planned at the start of the year was essentially what we're doing now, which is a dual track, as you mentioned, exploration, and a pretty aggressive exploration program at that, while we're in parallel advancing the pre-feasibility study on the project, which is kind of the next sort of de-risking milestone, and it's a big one for us coming up. Still on track for the fourth quarter of this year, but getting back to the exploration program, we started the year with two drill rigs in operation, one in the Black Sheep area and another one in Florida Mountain. And based on the success that we had in those two areas, we decided, we really needed to go a lot faster. So two drill rigs became four drill rigs, 10,000 meters became 10,000 to 15,000 meters, and is very likely going to approach 20,000 meters by year end at this current rate. Again, focused on two different targets. One is a high grade target at Florida Mountain that we can trace exploration success, high grade exploration success, going back to 2019. Where we first started reporting grades in the sort of 10 to 20 grams per ton gold and hundreds of grams per ton silver underneath the bulk tonnage low grade resource at Florida Mountain, and then jumping to the other western part of the Delamar concession, if you will, this area called Black Sheep, which is kind of an earlier stage project, more conceptual target for us, but one that's really bearing fruit. And that is the fact that we believe strongly that the strike extension of the Delamar deposit itself, 3.3 million ounces of gold equivalent, does continue up into the kind of the north-northwestern regions of what we call the Black Sheep area. And we tested that starting off with a couple drill holes in the earlier part of the year, had great success straight out of the gate, which is really rare in an exploration program to drill an area for a first time and get what I would call potentially economic grades and widths of gold and silver mineralization in your first hit. So really encouraging on both of those fronts, really meriting a stronger push from an exploration perspective. So hence the scale up to four rigs.
Well, George, maybe let's dig in a little bit deeper on that, because it's interesting that you were mentioning off mic that on the Black Sheep trend with that Georgiana and Lucky Days, that you believe that target could almost be as large as the original Delamar project. And then maybe speak to how it's complemented by the high grade at Florida Mountain and how that could actually feed into a hybrid model where you have the part bulk tonnage, but you also have the high grade component that could feed into that PFS as you work on it.
Yeah, sure can. So in terms of qualifying this Black Sheep area from a geological perspective, to us early on, years ago when we acquired the project from Kinross, this is an area that was open for staking, and we've since acquired it. But we've done a lot of work in this area just based on geological and structural interpretations that we had that were really showing like a lot of analogies to Delamar itself up in this Black Sheep area, not only from a geological perspective, from a geophysical perspective. Our first pass of geophysics in that area was showing these really large geophysical anomalies, which were as large as the 3.3 million ounce Delamar geophysical anomaly itself. And then similar geochemical, soil geochemical expressions in gold and silver at surface in these areas, really pointing us to, yeah, you guys have to drill here. And it's a big area. It's about 30 square kilometers. So you could fit a lot of, you know, 3.3 million ounce Delamars into this area and not even break a sweat. So and we went on to do some ground mapping, and then which led to the drill program earlier this year. And as I mentioned, you know, straight out of the gate into some of these anomalies, we got, you know, tens of meters of mineralization that would be potentially above a mining cutoff grade. Again, I can't talk about the economic aspects of it because we're not there yet, but really solid indications of something that could be potentially big out there. So we've got some results that are coming. Obviously, the drill rigs are turning feverishly, but the assay labs are well behind, and you're hearing that from everybody else. So we should be putting out some results there soon. And then jumping now to the eastern part of the project, Florida Mountain, where we've got a 1.1 million ounce bulk tonnage, low grade gold silver resource. You know, back to 2019, we were drilling these zones at the surface, and we've started to kind of clip these high grade intervals, sort of 10 to 30 grams per ton, 20 grams per ton, hundreds of grams per ton silver. And since then, we've been chasing these high grade zones down at depth below the resource boundary. And to the extent where we now have about 80 high grade intercepts into this area. And, you know, we're starting to imagine, you know, vast high grade upside potential, which could really complement in the future bulk tonnage, low grade production. And so that's why we're excited. And it's really this optionality on the project that we really like, right? We've liked it from the beginning. There's bulk tonnage, low grade, which is potentially economic. There's this high grade, which could really complement the bulk tonnage, low grade. You know, you can look at heap leaching, you can look at milling, you can look at open pit mining, you can look at underground high grade mining at the same time. So from a mining perspective, I can tell you it's kind of a miner's dream when you have that optionality of processing and mining approaches in different parts of a project.
Okay, so resource growth drilling at Florida Mountain. And just to remind everybody, Florida Mountain already has a little over a million ounce deposit, mostly in M&I. And that exploration drilling at Black Sheep, what's the allocation going to be with this 20,000 meters, some being at Florida Mountain, some being at Black Sheep, others being elsewhere? Give us an understanding of where these meters are going to be allocated, please.
Yeah, so we've definitely got another 3,000 to 5,000 meters of drilling to be done at Florida Mountain for the balance of this year. You know, we always kind of plan our exploration programs and the incremental step ups of additional meters based on success, right? When we don't have success, we tend to reallocate those meters to areas where there's a higher likelihood of success. But Florida, I can say in my heart of hearts, we're going to be drilling there for a very long period of time because we just keep hitting these high grade zones. So, you know, that's kind of shaping up to a high grade resource estimate, probably sometime next year. There will be a component of high grade that will be included in this year's resource estimate to support the PFS study later on this year. But really the sort of the big, what I believe to be the big resource potential upside high grade scenario of a resource re-estimate, if you will come next year at Florida Mountain.
Well, George, just one more quick question on exploration before we get over into the economic studies. And you had mentioned that you were also going to be looking at some step out drilling and some wildcat drilling. Are there any other targets or any other areas or zones that you're looking at in addition to the ones we've already mentioned?
Yeah, so another area that we're really excited to kind of start jumping into here probably towards the end of the summer, once we pull some rigs off from different parts of the project, is this War Eagle District. It's about 3.5 miles southeast of Florida Mountain, and it's a real Florida Mountain lookalike. It looks like a totally separate sort of system. It's an area where there's been a lot of historical production dating back to, you know, the late 1800s. Some spectacular high grades were reported back in those days when they were mining their underground. We're due south of those areas that were mined. And, you know, some of your readers or some of your listeners might recall some of our best drill intercepts to date have come out of this project. In 2019, for example, we hit sort of 34 meters grading 10.8 grams gold and 115 grams silver. And within that, you know, there were select very high grade zones of gold and silver up to 73 grams gold, 817 grams silver. So you kind of get the picture. War Eagle is is definitely a Florida Mountain lookalike, and albeit not quite as advanced, we need to do more drilling. But that's an area where we'll be following up on these high grade targets starting probably late August, September, sometime with the drill rigs. And we're really excited by that as well.
All right, let's move on to some of the, I guess, fundamental value that's already in the company through that PEA that was released back in 2019. That PEA showed some very impressive numbers, an after-tax NPV of almost $500 million, an IRR of 43%. This is all done at $1,350 U.S. gold and just under $17 U.S. silver. But the company, with this drill program, is also moving through a PFS, so pre-feasibility study. What should investors be looking for in terms of the upgrade to this PFS that is planned for the end of the year?
I think sort of specifically two real enhancements. Obviously, the gold and silver price inputs are going to be higher, no question about that. So that's going to drive economics. But you know, that piece aside, what we're looking to include is a lot more sulfide resource into this PFS relative to the PEA. So more ounces of gold and silver into the study, more ounces that will be put through a mill essentially. And so what shareholders or prospective shareholders should look for is a production profile that we announced in the PEA was going to sort of hit the scales at about 124,000 ounces per annum over 10 years. Our shareholders should now expect a higher production level for this PFS in the sort of 160 to 200,000 ounce per annum range, and probably a longer mine life as well. So we're really excited by that. In my estimation, you know, I've worked on a number of these projects for the last 30 years, and this is going to be a mining operation, again, subject to permits, which is kind of the next phase for the company next year. But it's going to be a strongly economic proposition that we're going to be presenting to our shareholders later this year.
So, George, when does the company get to the point where you have a large resource, right? You already have just over 3.8 million ounces just in M&I and about 500,000 ounces in inferred. When does it come to the point where the company needs to make a construction decision?
That essentially is going to be guided by permitting, Corey. So we've got, in terms of the next steps for the project, so the PFS is the big one for us coming out in the fourth quarter of this year, because that then forms the basis of the first big steps of permitting, and that's submission for us of the plan of operations. Plan of operations is essentially telling the permitting authorities, both at the state level in Idaho and the Bureau of Land Management, this is the area that we plan to put our infrastructure in. This is where we plan to mine. These are the areas that we plan to affect. And you know, the beauty of this area that we're looking at developing on is it's a disturbed area. It was in production up until sort of the early 2000s under the banner of Kinross, and it was reclaimed, and they did a great job. But it is previously disturbed land, so it's not like we're opening up sort of pristine wilderness for mining. We're just basically starting off from a mining perspective from where Kinross left off. But that's a big step for us. And then from plan of operations, we then go into things like the completeness review, and then an EIS study, and then a record of decision, which is essentially the green light to build the project. And that looks like something in the order of about a 3-year time frame.
Well, George, there's definitely a lot going on with the company. Just real briefly, are you going to be incorporating all of this drilling you're doing into an updated resource estimate as part of the PFS, or will the updated resource come out separately? How are you going to look at that? And then what kind of news should we be looking at coming down the pike here?
So the updated resource will come out in parallel with the PFS. We decided to hold off on putting out a separate resource, and then followed by a PFS, we decided to make them one document. A, it's easier. B, we include more drilling into the resource update to support the PFS and so forth. So look out for those kind of two documents to be combined into one in the fourth quarter of this year. From a high-grade perspective, however, I believe that this drilling that we're doing now at Florida Mountain, while some of that won't make it into this next resource estimate, it'll make it into a new resource estimate at some point in 2022. And that'll be sort of the pure focus of that will be high-grade resources at Florida specifically.
All right, George, I appreciate the update. Comprehensive overview here of all the work that's going on. There's a lot going on with Integra this year, a lot of drilling, and moving towards that PFS by the end of the year. If anybody has any follow-up questions for George, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. And full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Integra, and we will be following along as more news hits the market. George, thanks for your time today. Keep us up to date on some future news, please.
Corey and Shad, thank you very much.